Just a quick thought from Psalm 11, verse 7. Yahweh is righteous, the upright will see his face. Well, of course, God had said to Moses, you cannot see my face and live, but the upright will see his face. And I think there is surely a conscious allusion to what God says to Moses, you cannot see my face and live. But I think the point is that the hope, finally, for every true believer is to see the face of God himself. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus repeats that. Job, in Job 19, when he's in the very depths of his depression, he says that I know that my Redeemer lives, will stand upon the earth in the last day, whom I shall see for myself and not another. In other words, it will be a totally personal encounter between him and me. And it's brought to its sort of final term, really, at the end of the book of Revelation, when we are told that God himself shall be with them, and we shall see his face, and he will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. So this implies, or states really in so many words, that we shall see God. And whilst, of course, you can spiritualize all these things, first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. All that is implied in seeing the face of God, whatever more spiritual, figurative meaning you may wish to give to it, has the literal seeing of his face as its basis. And this, of course, implies that God is a personal being. We are made in his image, after his likeness. That is how we are now. That's why James says, don't curse men, because they are made in the image of God. All men are in the image of God. And yet we read very clearly in Isaiah that his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are very much higher above our thoughts. And yet, despite that, we are in his image. So I take the idea of being in his image as meaning that we are, as it were, physically in his image. This means that, yep, God exists in a corporeal, literal, physical sense. Now, of course, you cannot go too close in trying to, you know, define what God physically kind of looks like. That would be inappropriate. But it is all the same true that God exists in a personal sense. God is real. God is not a puff of smoke in the atmosphere. God is for real, and we are to relate to him as a real person, as children made in his image, after his likeness. And the final hope is that, the glorious hope, the certain hope, is that we shall see his face. There is, I think, no other religion, no other belief system that is so bold as to offer that there is only one God, our Creator, who passionately loves us as a father loves his children, who sees in us reflections of himself, and who loves us and longs for the day when we personally shall meet him and see his face. And so here in Psalm 11, 7, the upright shall see his face. This is the ultimate hope. This is the final end, the final term of all that we're going through now, that we shall finally be forgiven. We shall know the fellowship with him, which now is not possible. As God said to Moses, you cannot see my face and live. Not now, not in our present situation. We cannot. But we will ultimately. Now, What I'm saying is that the ultimate hope, then, is of eternal personal relationship with God, of you and I seeing his face, as Job says, I shall see his face, and I shall behold him, and not another. In other words, just him and myself. And I think that when you think about how very often the hope of God's kingdom is expressed, it's expressed in terms of, oh, it'll be a wonderful climate, animals be nice with each other, it'll be sort of an ideal sort of tropical paradise on earth, Garden of Eden restored. That is all true, that is all so, but in the end that has only, I think, limited motivational power, and many of the pictures that we have of that age are really talking I think about the early part of the establishment of God's kingdom upon the earth, the ultimate essence is relationship with God. And in one sense, the physical, geographical, if you wish, arena where that is to be played out is, I think, not particularly significant. The ultimate is that we shall be with him and we shall be like him. And as John says in his letters, we shall see him, sure, understand him, but see him all the same, literally, as he is.